This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause. Took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage.
Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the mission is to get Americans in Israel out of harm's way, whether they're trapped by fighting or being held as prisoner.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans with relatives in harm's way to register with his organization and the State Department. I'm Dave Collins.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Discussions on the replacement will start as early as tomorrow, and a vote could happen Wednesday. No damage is being reported after an earthquake shook the Seattle area last night. The Pacific Northwest Seismic Network says the 4.5 magnitude quake hit below Scow Bay. That's between Seattle and Victoria, British Columbia. No risk of a tsunami. USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, "While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band," end quote. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker, describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Phil Hodson-Piller, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Lots happened since we talked last.
Yeah,
looks like the Middle East is going to explode.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, the thing was is that when I realized that this was, the 50-year anniversary of, the Yom Kippur War, immediately it took me back to my conversation with Jonathan Cahn, and I texted him. I said, Jonathan, 50 years. And he goes, yep, that's the 50-year mystery, that every 50 years it's God's reset button, that things will be returned to their order. And this is what he saw that was happening. And as you've been writing about, the prophetic times in which we live in. And some of these, I mean, it's amazing to me, Phil, being so committed to the Word of God, you just want to tell people, go, can't you see this? Don't you see what's going on that God is orchestrating? I mean, Hamas thinks they're doing this. Iran thinks they're doing this. And, it's like you said, and you've said in your book, it's all going according to God's plan. It's all falling into place, right?
Yeah, it is. I made this comment in my new book, things aren't falling apart, they're falling in place. And mm-hmm. We're seeing things that a lot of people just don't want to see. I mean, I had a discussion with someone, and I said, well, this is what the Bible says. And they said, yeah, but what do you think about what's going on? I said, my filter is the Scripture.
Yes.
Because this geopolitical stuff, it's all over the map. Everybody's got an opinion, but the Bible is pretty consistent. I mean, we know where the source of this conflict started. We know why it's going on. It dates back to Abraham. Mm-hmm. And when I say that to people, they go, yeah, but then what about today? And I go, it is about today.
Exactly.
This has never changed. And also, if you look at the Gaza, I mean, where was the great spiritual conflict there? It was with Samson. Mm-hmm. And Samson was probably some descendant of the Nephilim and these giants that inhabited the land. And, it was the Palestinians, that was a term of derision. It was really the Philistines they're referring to. And the Romans mm-hmm. used a sleight of tongue and called them Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And I had this discussion last night. And they said, well, they're not a people group. They're Arabs. And yet they've never had a king. They've never had their own language. They've never had a country. And yet they want status of all of those things. And yet they're Arabs.
Exactly. And the thing is that because America doesn't understand the Word of God, we get tripped up and we get duped into supporting them. Because here it is. We were just talking with Adam Andzieski. He wrote an article back in 21 after Biden reversed the Trump policy of not supporting, the Palestinians, the PLO anymore, because what they were doing is they're taking our money It was like, what, $300-400 million worth of our money, and they're paying for terrorists. You know, the pay to slay program. Okay, this was their you know, retirement program using America's money, and here we are. We're supposedly allies with Israel. We love Israel, and we're paying their enemies' bills to, you know, kill Israelis. How does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make sense, and that's the whole point. The point is that nothing makes sense. I mean, what's happening in Ukraine and the money going there doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of tipping your hat. I mean, I know it pains Biden a lot to try to suck up and just say we're going to support Israel. It's just got to be killing him. But he doesn't have any choice. I mean, there's just too much support in America for Israel for him to do what he probably wants to say.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, speaking of which, I mean, of course, a lot of conspiracies flying around now, Phil, with all this. There is reports that some of the equipment that we left in Afghanistan, guess where it's showing up?
Yeah, supposedly. I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that.
And then you've got also some weaponry that has been derivated from Ukraine somehow is finding place there against Israel in the hands of Hamas.
I believe that the Ukraine is taking a lot of things we're giving them, and they're basically doing arms sales to whoever will buy. I really believe that's the truth.
Yeah. So that's what it is. We've sent it. I loved Adam's comment. He says, "Yeah, we set you know, the people up in after the Taliban to have perpetual gun shows with the $80 billion worth of armament that we left behind, because that's what they're doing. They're going to the market. They're selling all that stuff off. You know, the highest bidder, and and maybe it is with Ukraine. I mean, it's like, you know, people got to understand. You can't trust these people." I mean, these are money launderers. These are scallywags. They've always been, like, all of a sudden, you know, there's some sort of religious revival that took place in Ukraine. And, I mean, these are the same people that were working out deals with the Biden family. And so now we're supposed to trust them, right?
Right. Well, hey, let's go back to May 21, okay?
Okay.
Because that's when the big attack in Gaza happened. I want to just give you two quotes that I came across from that time, okay? Here's the first one. This is the Arab League chief, Hamad Abul, and I think it's Giet. He said the Israeli airstrikes were indiscriminate and irresponsible. He said Israel was responsible for a dangerous escalation in Jerusalem and called on the international community to act immediately. Okay, now let's move on. Iranian Supreme, listen to this one. Zionists understand nothing but the language of force, so the Palestinians must increase their power and resistance to force the criminals to surrender and stop their brutal attacks. Turkish foreign minister, the Israeli government must finally understand that it will not be able to suppress the Palestinian people's legitimate rights and demands by using indiscriminate and disproportionate power. So this is history repeated. The difference is they have been emboldened by Ukraine's success against Russia, and they're being funded, I believe, by Iran at minimum, maybe Russia, but definitely those two players in this world scheme of things.
Yeah, I don't know how much Russia has. I mean, they've been spending a lot, you know, against Ukraine. There might be a couple of pennies, you know, out of their penny loafers they might be able to send this way. But certainly when you got $6 billion and then John Ratcliffe over the weekend says, well, actually that $6 billion leverages to like $60 billion because of the, because of the erasure of these sanctions that Biden lifted. So add it up. I mean, so he added up the numbers, and it's like in excess of $60 billion. Now, and of course, Blinken says, well, they haven't got the $6 billion. Yeah, but, you know, but when you know it's in the bank and it's coming, what does it matter, right? You can derivate funds for a couple of weeks. You can float a check or two because you know you're going to cover it in a couple of weeks, right? Who hadn't done that?
Exactly.
So this is all adding into the calculus here. And as you said, it's all about emboldening Israel's enemies. And of course, you got the Shia Arabs that are going absolutely nuts because the Sunnis are, getting too close to Israel, right? And we'll pick it up on the other side and talk more about it. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. So are you convinced that we're living in some amazing prophetic times? Do you have eyes to see? See, this is the tough thing because of, you know, Phil, you know, the media They have no sense. They have no connection. I mean, I'm watching the headlines. I'm watching news clips. Even checking all the different social media angles on what's going on. For example, in the Middle East right now, and they don't get what is clearly the most important component of what is going on in the Middle East. It is amazing to me. But again, like you and I said, hey, we believe in a sovereign God. And there is no way that Benjamin Netanyahu, Joe Biden, get all the king's horses and king's men together. They can't orchestrate what happened over the weekend, right on the 50th year anniversary of the Yom Kippur Wars.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's the thing that we always want to remind ourselves. And when you look at things like this, the first question I had was, let me see how Germany and Turkey and Russia, let me see how some of these respond, because that way I know if this is in alignment with Ezekiel 38, that war there.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
so far, exactly. Germany's kind of stepped up and said, no, this is wrong. Russia's not done a whole lot. But I think you go through these patterns. You say, okay, what do I know from prophetic things? And then I look at the big picture. How did this conflict begin? It began with Abraham and Ishmael and, mm-hmm. and God's prophetic promise back in Genesis that they were going to be at war and they would live next to their relative and they would always be in conflict and that there would be no taming of this, you know, very challenging relationship. So when I look at it, I go, well, that's, first of all, we know that thing is true. So you're not going to have peace in the Middle East. So forget
right.
that because the Bible's already spoken. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think you'll have
But God gave an opportunity, though, because when he gave them the promised land, he said, clear it out. Right?
Yep.
Clear it out. And they didn't clear it out. And because they didn't clear it out, well, hello, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, everything began with Abraham's zipper. Let's just get down to facts here. You know, Abraham, I make it simple where guys can understand it. You know, this guy messed up.
Yes.
He couldn't wait on God. And so what's the transferable principle? The principle is you can mess up in your personal life. We as a nation can if we don't listen to God.
Yes.
And so when you look at a conflict like this, you say, okay, what do I sense that God's saying in this? You've brought up some great points. You don't orchestrate a 50-year anniversary deal. And if you're Palestinians, it doesn't make sense to go up against Israel because go all out because you're not going to win. And the people are going to suffer are going to be the good, innocent Palestinians who just want to raise a family, go to work, and eat dinner. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, some of them, many of them, Phil, I don't know, and this, again, isn't being reported. A lot of the Palestinians that were stuck there in the Gaza, they escaped through a southern hole in the wall, and they've escaped to Egypt. Because the Hamas government is so oppressive, they said, we're out of here. I mean, even the Arabs can't stand the Arabs.
Well, yeah, let's look at it like this. What Arab nation has invited the Palestinians to come and set up camp in their country? None. Zero. Mm-hmm. Why?
I think Jordan, didn't Jordan offer them some land? They said, no, we don't want that. We don't want that land. Well, it's desert land. It's just the same thing, you know. And the thing is, if they'd have been smart, they'd have taken the land, and guess who would have helped them, you know, with, you know, the agriculture and the irrigation, everything like that. I mean, the Jews have just been what the Israelis done, you know, to Israel. In making it, refreshing the land and the technology that they've been able to do. It's unbelievable. And I know Israel would have helped them. But no, they didn't want to cooperate. They were stubborn. They wanted to hold into that area. And look what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and then you've got, you know, watch the United Nations. This is going to be the interesting thing for the next three days.
Yeah.
You know, this is all going to go back to a provoked attack by Israel because of not going two-state, because of building in the, you know, in the wrong part of the world that they own. I mean, all these things. The UN is just going to, in fact, they probably already have.
Well, our own State Department already had that stupid statement, which they probably took down, that, both sides ought to, conduct restraint. Wait a minute. You had one side come in, kill women, children, grandparents, you know, without any, I mean, the Jews were enjoying, I mean, this was the joy of the Torah. This was the end of this week and a high celebration for them. And while they're celebrating the joy of the Torah, they get invaded. And now they're supposed to exercise restraint. I don't think so. I think Benjamin Netanyahu and the warring parties of Israel are just soon ready to go scorched earth on the Gaza and just clear out Hamas once and for all. They can't allow them.
Exactly. And here's a statement actually from the ambassador. I just looked it up to the United Nations. Accuses Hamas of war crimes, vowing it was time to, quote unquote, obliterate Hamas terror infrastructure. Right. Mm-hmm. And yes. So this thing is not going to get be pretty. That's for sure.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing, you know, you talked about Ezekiel. I asked my good friend Bill Salas, who wrote the definitive book on Psalm 83. I'm going, wow, this sounds like Psalm 83 starting to fall into place here. Quite possibly. I mean, we'll see how this accelerates if this does bring up, you know, these other Arab, you know, countries involved. Because even though Turkey, like you said, you're keeping an eye on Turkey, but Turkey keeps their, you know, their cards close to the vest. They're not going to be real obvious. But they are in kind of a soft way, you know, supporting this and supporting Iran. And, you know, so you got this confederacy that's happening that's a little soft right now, but it's going to, I think the question, it's a matter of time before the question comes, and then we're starting to realize the full reality of Psalm 83.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, and it's fascinating to watch, and I think there's one thing I just want to say, and I don't know if I'm going to say this the right way or not, but we have to be careful that we don't come across exuberant, that prophecy being fulfilled that takes human lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, you know, it's kind of like it's exciting to know that we're living in prophetic days. And I, look, I've written a couple of books on this, so I'm trying to manage my own emotions as well. But at the same time, we know that what's at stake here are guilty and innocent people dying and children dying.
Oh, absolutely.
And, and that's why we're reminded in Psalm 122 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That we really, we lean into that, but we also recognize on this other side of the coin that there are things that are set in motion in the Word of God that are just going to, they're going to unfold. But don't be gleeful. You know, I read one time the preacher McChaney, and he went to a minister's conference, and one guy was so excited about his sermon that he preached the day before on hell, and it was almost, and McChaney looked at him, he said, "Did you do it with tears in your eye?"
Mm.
You know, and I think that's the human side that we want to make sure that we communicate back when we're talking about prophetic things.
Right. Well, and God warns us in His Word not to be rejoiceful when judgment comes, right? God doesn't like that. And you're exactly right. I mean, for me, when I made the comment, what I was, I guess if you want to say excited about was that, I mean, God is demonstrating His sovereignty, Phil.
Amen.
And that's why I'm rejoicing in that people have an opportunity to see that God Almighty is in charge. And how should that alter, you know, your perspective? And you just touched on one way that it should, and but there's so many other things for us to consider. And this is a time, like you say, lean into God, and let's see what God's going to do here.
Amen. Amen. Always good, Bill. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date with what's happening in the world.
I appreciate it. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As we are reminded, and we're reminded, you know, like Phil just said, you know, to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're going to have Kyle Roberts joining us in just a moment to talk about his new movie that he is directing, and it comes out tomorrow, October the 10th, 1/9 only. It's a Fathom event, so that means you go to Fathom.com and find out where the movie is going to be showing and go and watch What Rhymes with Reason. The movie is how an unfortunate tragedy ignites a group of 16s on a quest to find a legendary landmark hidden in the Oklahoma wilderness. Now, together they navigate the adventure while confronting their personal struggles and learning to be vulnerable with their peers. The award-winning director, Kyle Roberts, is with us. He created projects for Disney, Nickelodeon, DreamWorks, and all that good stuff, so he knows what he's doing. Kyle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, okay, so what, you know, how did What Rhymes with Reason come into your orbit and get you involved?
Yeah, man, it's a calling on my life and our team's life. We've been working on this film for about 8 years,
mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's it's a challenge, right? You know, to do something, produce something that's real and is honest, to earn the right to be heard from teens and families, but is also family friendly, has elements of faith in it, and not cheesy. Just make that movie. That's easy, right?
So they say, right?
Yeah. Man, that's been the challenge. You know, for 5 years, we interviewed, we did a lot of research with counselors and parents and students. And the number one feedback we got was, please, please, please do not show an attempt at suicide. Mm. And because that creates, you know, an ideation. So that was another thing. It was like, really, how do we do this kind of creatively? And so we really picked this adventure lens to tell this kind of a Goonies-esque, you know, movie.
Yeah, he's right. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Adventure lens to tell this story, and really breaks down barriers and walls where they really become honest and vulnerable with each other. Mm-hmm. And when youth and families, you know, see that on screen, it makes them feel heard and not alone, that they can open up and talk about these things as well. So that's why we made this film kind of doesn't sound sexy, but like as a tool, you know, for parents and for youth workers to take youth, watch this together. Because it's hard to get our youth to talk about anything, right?
Right. Exactly.
Really pry things out of them.
Well, especially when you're talking about suicide, because it is a very private issue in many ways, and you don't find out until it's too late. Parents may see signs, but it's like a roller coaster. And at times when, you know, it brings them to their knees and they're praying to God, you know, please. And then it seems, okay, well, there's sunshine there. Maybe we've turned a corner. And but it just keeps on going. I think it's interesting the sensitivity that you used, and hearing people saying don't show a suicide because of the ideation issue. Because this is, this is what we've learned over the years, is these kids are greatly influenced, and it takes them down a road that is almost impossible for them to get out of, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my big whys for this film, I was a young life leader for 8 years, and we were just seeing a massive rise, you know, during that, just in those 8 years of anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide, some of their friends taking their lives, and walking through that with them and experiencing that with them, it was absolutely heartbreaking. You know, you feel this when you get these feelings, your heart is weighted, right? And you feel this like pressure, and so that was a major why for us to make something. There's a show called 13 Reasons Why that came out a few years ago.
Right.
And what I appreciate about it is the same thing what we just talked about, is when you see other youth hurting, and makes them feel heard and not alone. But the problem with that show is it has no hope in it. And that's something that's so dangerous. And suicide rates actually went up that year that show came out. And so when that show came out, we just knew as a team and everything we were experiencing, and this is how we know, you know, how to craft stories and tell stories, is there's got to be a better way. To tell this story, to talk about this stuff, encourage conversations around mental health, but it also is kind of in a safe space and provides hope.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, sometimes, Kyle, people think, you know, the hope of Jesus is so simple.
Yeah.
No, we've tried everything else. You know, we've used therapists, we've done this, we've all kinds of stuff. I've been praying, you know, burning novena candles, you name it. I've been doing it, you know, short of voodoo to try to save my child. And now you tell me Jesus, right?
Right.
But it's like they don't know until they know, until they get to that point. Like the woman with the issue of blood, right? I mean, she had spent everything. She was gone. And she just figures, well, God, if I can just grab the hem of his garment, you know, I could get some relief here.
Yes.
And, you know, and sometimes the gospel message is so easy, which in some ways it is. It's very simplistic. But this is sometimes what gets in the way, because they don't realize that God loves them. God cares about them. God is grieving. God is shedding tears with them as they're by themselves, and they're hearing the devil. They're hearing the voice of the devil that isolates them all the more, and there's no room for the Spirit to come in and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm the one, I was there. As you were being developed, as you were being woven in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
You know, I think about that, Kyle, and it just blows me away.
Man, I love the story of Lazarus. You know, Jesus could have been like, Mary's weeping, and Jesus could have been like, hey, no, come over here. We're about to bring him back to life.
Right.
But he just sat there and wept. Jesus, like, he could have done anything else.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that says in our dark times, in our darkest moments, he's right there crying with us.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we miss a lot. Even as Christians or in the church, you know, just kind of bottle this away or don't talk about this and still a stigma. But we got to talk. We just got to talk. and checking
exactly.
each other.
Well, and the thing is, the testimonies, people who said, yes, I know it sounds simple, but this is what worked for me. It's like the blind man. Yeah, all I know, hey, I don't understand all the dynamic. All I know, I was, now I am. Okay. And
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And that's the deal. So, you know, the way you approached, you know, in telling the story, what rhymes with reason, to, you know, bring to the lens and have these kids, you know, in a sense, give their own testimony, their own side of the story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's touch on, we got a couple of minutes left here. Let's touch on some of the themes in the movie, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we really go dive head first. We, all six of these teens, we go through anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide. We set up, actually, in the first act, there's a memorial for a kid that took his life. And that's the reality that we live in. The CDC has shared number two cause of death in our youth today, starting at age 10, is suicide.
Wow.
And that number was number 10 5 years ago. So you have, you know, this generation that's grown up with social media now their whole life. And then you couple, you know, COVID and everything else. Then you have isolation and that just this explosion of loneliness and isolation and everything else. It's just catastrophic. So even when we started this film 8 years ago, we didn't know that God had a plan for this movie.
Exactly.
He knew we actually needed a movie for 10-year-olds, the safe for 10-year-olds, that's family friendly and we can watch together with our kids. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I'm you know, terrified of the next several years for her. I think we could all admit that we wouldn't necessarily want to be in high school today. You know, wouldn't want to.
No, without it, are you kidding me? Wow, it's a war zone for these kids. It's unbelievable. This is why so many families are turning to homeschooling. Okay, so Rhyme with Reason, one night only, tomorrow night, right? Fathom event?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's 750 theaters all throughout the country. It's a special release tomorrow night for World Mental Health Day. And we really encourage families to get out there and support it. If it's not in a theater by you, we have an option through Faith Content Network, who brought Sound of Freedom to 2,000 churches and schools
right.
all throughout the country to host it actually at your church or school.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
October.
Well,
www.drfilm.com.
Well, you got it. Kyle Roberts, thanks for being with us. God bless.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, no doubt people of faith are under attack like never before. When we grew up, you know, nothing. I mean, a hangnail compared to where we are right now. It seems at every turn there are forces coming against, you know, really, and it's not us. They're coming against God. That's who they're coming against. And once you realize that that's what you can stand on, it gives you a lot of confidence because what is it, you know, in terms, what are you trying to accomplish in a debate or an argument with somebody? It's not about being right. Okay, that's not it. It's about the pursuit of truth, that they can truly be liberated. And hopefully that's what we're doing, you know, as light bearers, as those who are carrying the Spirit of God within us, that we're able to bring people, you know, in the presence of God to where they can make a decision, a choice of life versus death. That's the crossroads that we are at right now. And there is this increasing rise and stubbornness and stiff naked, you know, if I can say stiff nakedness, not naked, but nakedness of humanity that wants to resist the reason and truth of God. Well, Gary Schneeberger is with us. He is with Focus on the Family and is hosting Lighthouse Voice that's going to be presenting Alyssa Childers at their event on November the 7th. Gary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Bill. And you better watch out in the South when you say stiff-neckedness because people will hear you wrong.
I know, and that's why I halted on that, just to make sure people understood what I was saying. But exactly, not to confuse things. But that, you know, sometimes even something like words, and words have meaning, and people can misunderstand. But, you know, this is why you want to be able to have a conversation with somebody to where you can exchange ideas. Say, well, this is what I'm hearing. Is this what you meant, you know, that I needed to be naked? Well, no, that's not what I meant, you know, so we can we can talk that out to make sure that that's not a speed bump on the road to finding the truth, right?
Right, yeah, and the whole idea of Lighthouse Voices, and thanks for giving us a chance to talk about it, because we're very excited about this program. We called it that because we want to be a beacon of hope and direction like lighthouses are for ships when stormy seas of culture threaten to capsize. As you indicated in your lead-in, there's a lot of stuff going on in the culture, a lot of messaging in the culture, a lot of things that are happening in the culture, both to us and to our kids. And we need to be equipped to know how to respond to that and to respond to that not just to win an argument, but to win a heart. to win a soul.
Exactly.
That's the point of what Lighthouse Voices aims to do.
Yeah. Well, it's no wonder, because when you start seeing things according to your own eyes, everybody's opinion has validity. But you do so at the expense of the truth. And this is why, you know, it's so important, you know, that we have that critical thought and that filter involved, that at the end of the day, we're not abandoning truth, that what we talk about and what we discover should reinforce truth, not annihilate it.
Right. And our speakers so far, we've done four or five of these. Our speakers have shared the latest faith-based insights on such subjects as racial tensions, gender identity, the societal impact of abortion, the mental illness epidemic, how to address it, how to help children build biblical character. And Elisa Childers is going to do some of that same stuff, where she talks about the cultural arguments that are prevalent in the U.S. now and how to respond with biblical wisdom, and how, again, to respond in a way that's not just shouting at each other, but is looking to change people's perspective, to make them go, and think, okay, maybe what I've believed, maybe what I'm hearing from the media, maybe what I'm hearing from the culture isn't exactly the way that should go. And we're looking to equip, through this program, Christians to do this. And the good thing about it, Bill, I'll say this, is that it's free. Both the event that's being held in Colorado Springs with Lisa Childers on November 7th, but you can also, if you're not in Colorado Springs and you can't get to Focus on the Family, we'd love to have you. But if you can't, there's a free live stream you can sign up for.
Excellent.
At the website, lighthousevoices.org.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, like you were talking earlier, there's no need to shout. You don't need to shout. I mean, because when you know that you know and you're confident in what you know, you can hold on to your peace. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us we need to pursue peace. We need to be that agent of peace, especially in the midst of all this conflict, because the people that yell and scream, guess what? They're going to wear themselves out. Eventually, you know, they'll wear, you know, it's just like the rope-a-dope, you know, the rope-a-dope that Muhammad Ali made famous. You just let them punch themselves out. And then if they're ready for it, fine. If they're not, you know, meanwhile, hey, you just trust that, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to give you the right thing to say at the, you know, at the right time. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you something that you have the capacity to understand. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to have to give some sort of eloquent dissertation, you know, on hermeneutics or anything like that, if that's not in your wheelhouse, right?
Right. I mean, if you have the truth with a capital T in your heart and your mind coming out of your mouth, you can temper with a capital T your aggression. You don't need to be aggressive. You don't need to write it all caps on social media. You don't need to raise your voice in a discussion. You can be equipped. You can have many arrows in your quiver of winsome and righteous points. I mean, it was interesting. You said it's not about being right. And it's not. It's about expressing God's righteousness. That's what these encounters allow us to do, and that's what we hope Lighthouse Voices equips Christians to do.
Well, Gary, what it allows people to do is to form a narrative, a life story. You know, what story in your life pertains and can combat and challenge the cultural arguments of today? You know, like the blind man. Hey, I don't get it. I don't know. All I know is blind, now I see. Okay, so what blind man, now I can see moment have you had in your life as a result of the gospel? And you know, and I find those stories to be quite compelling, and they're quite, you know, quite calming. Because they speak to another human being that maybe has something similar or something that they can relate to. And the thing is that argue what they want. They can't take that away from you, because guess what? You're now able to see. Like, all of a sudden they're going to make you blind again.
Right. Right. I read in a book somewhere, we overcome by the word of our testimonies, right? That those experiences that happen to us are strong ways to make points. Nobody, as you said, nobody can deny your experience. Nobody can deny what that has taught you, how that has been lived out, how that has blessed you, and how you blessed others through it. So that's a great place to begin thinking about how to engage in some of these conversations. with folks about things going on in the culture.
Gary, tell us about some of these topics that Alyssa covers that really stand out. You know, I always believe in the 80-20 principle that you got 20% of the problem is going to give you 80% of the yield. So, you know, what are the top three, you know, cultural issues that seem to be coming up time and again?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously the gender issues, and mm-hmm. there's several sort of branches off that tree, right? What's gender identity? How do we refer to folks like that? She's very good at those kinds of things. And then there's just, you know, general points talking about what Christians really believe on the life issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about how many times have we heard you're keeping rights from women to, you know, no, we're standing for the rights of the pre-born. And has very successful ways that convey how to talk about life in a way that will get people to think, right? You mm-hmm. want not people to recoil when you talk to them, but when Alyssa, you know, gives her perspective on gender issues, on sanctity of life issues, it's done in a way to give you things that make people stop and think, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The number one goal at the start of a conversation is, I hadn't thought about it that way. Once you get them there, there's a whole bunch of arguments, and I say that not in the aggrieved, aggravated sense, but arguments like a debate where you have
right.
reasoned, winsome points you can make that can get people to think about things in a different perspective. That's
exactly
the brain. That's what Lighthouse Voices hopes to bring. So those are some of the things that Alyssa will be talking about.
Yeah, I think that part of the challenge, because in our own flesh, you know, we want to go in with a pugilistic mindset and enter into combat. You know,
yeah,
exactly. But that's not. But like you said, that's not what it is. I mean, that's not the goal. You know, we're not playing a game of chess here. I mean, after all, we're dealing with the very soul of a fellow humanoid, and we would, how would we want to be approached, you know, on this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard the phrase, right? Everybody has heard the phrase, you win some, you lose some.
Mm-hmm.
If you win some, you reduce the the chance that you're going to lose any, because you're
yes.
going to catch people's, not just their ears, but their hearts. And that's what we're aiming to do when we're trying to change minds and hearts in the culture.
Well, remind everybody again when this will take place and how, if they can't be in Colorado Springs, how they can join up.
This event is November 7th in Colorado Springs, but you can go to lighthousevoices.org and you can sign up for a free live stream and you can catch it all as if you were there. And we're all very accustomed to doing things virtually these days. So.
Oh, we sure are. But that's what a terrific event, Gary, that you're doing. And thank you for coming on and telling us about, you know, about Lighthouse and what you're doing there. And, of course, with Alyssa Childers on the November 7th event. Again, thank you so much, Gary Schneeberger, with Focus on the Family. Thank you, Gary. Take care.
You too.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.